a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
All right. Well, let's get started here. We've got everybody now in the room. Welcome, everybody on the Internet. This is Government Operations and Audit, and we're in room 423. With that, Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Berg.
Here.
Dennard.
Here, finally.
Herbiville.
Here.
Junkie.
Here.
Peters.
Here. We have a quorum. All right. With that, since this is our first meeting of the session and probably the last meeting of the session, we probably won't have minutes to move or approve. With that, let's go to the first item on our agenda. We've got House Bill 1046 up before us. And with that, are there any proponents to House Bill 1046?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Jeff Bloomberg, Bureau of Administration. I'm somewhat wondering about how you might want to proceed here. I know some of you have had an opportunity to hear the presentation over in State Affairs. Would you prefer the longer version or the very short version or somewhere in between?
How about we go somewhere in between?
Okay.
We'll get everybody up to speed here as fast as we can.
Okay, 1046 is a bill that was originally submitted in State Affairs at the request of the Bureau of Administration. Our agency spent about 8 months, starting last spring, working on a revision to the procurement codes in our state statutes. And that ended up in a document which we filed back in December. We had our first hearings over in State Affairs. There were some concerns from some of the folks that work with the statutes. We attempted to work with them, and what you see in front of you now in the form of the amendment 1046 OP is the work product from sitting down with those different folks and attempting to come up with some bill that we think meets the objections that were raised, but also meets the goals that we had in regard to the procurement code. Very quickly, why do we need to revise our procurement code? Number one, the current code is really in four sections, four chapters. It's disorganized. If you get into 518, for example, chapter 518, you will find statutes that deal with local schools, followed by statutes that deal with state construction. Some of the statutes apply to local governments, some apply to just the state, some apply to everybody. And so what we tried to do, working with LRC and Mr. Decker, the code counsel, is come up with some revisions that he can then, when he gets into the codification process, break down into essentially four new chapters. The first chapter would be 518A. That chapter will contain the general provisions, which will apply across the board to every level of government, whether they be the state government, schools, cities, counties, etc. That's where the definitions are contained. We attempted to standardize the definitions throughout this bill. And again, the general provisions. 518B would be the new chapter that deals with construction projects, if you will, or as the code refers to it, as public improvements. We've attempted to put those all into one place. 518C would be the section that would be dealing specifically with local governments. So all of the current code sections dealing with local governments would be then recodified into 518C. And in the future, any bills or laws which were enacted that would deal just with local governments, whether they be schools, cities, counties, et cetera, could then be codified in that section. So it was clear who they applied to. And then the final new section would be 518D, And that section will deal just with the statutes, the procurement statutes that deal with the state. For example, if you will recall, last year we dealt with legislation which was passed and adopted dealing with professional services and how those needed to be put out on RFPs. We just took those statutes that passed last year, went into effect July 1, and moved them in total into this bill. They will, if this legislation passes, be codified in 518D in the section that just deals with the state, because that's what those particular laws deal with. So that's really what the primary goal of this bill was, is to get things organized. In addition, we went through and looked at some of the issues that are they're out there that we, you know, we attempted to deal with. One of the issues that was in the original bill, which in this amendment has been removed, was reverse auctions. The original bill had a provision that provided for reverse auctions and allowed for that. After discussion with various folks, we determined, number one, nobody's ever used them, even though they're the state has authority to use them. We've never used them in the past. And number two, there are some difficulties in conducting a reverse auction, and so we determined that it made sense to remove that from the bill. In the original bill, there was an issue or a provision that allowed for advertising online on a website as opposed to in a newspaper. We had discussions with Mr. Bordewick and the Newspaper Association, and that has been removed from the amendment. Other than, I think that's the two significant issues that we had. There was a provision just addressing how we defined environmentally friendly products. We worked with Mr. Doherty on that particular language, and that's been incorporated into the amendment. So I'm confident that at least those persons that appeared at the hearings over in State Affairs, we've addressed their concerns, and those concerns have been removed. We also worked with the Municipal League and with the schools on some of the issues that they had, and I think we've addressed those concerns. And so we think this is a good product that will help clarify where we're at when we're doing our various procurement processes. And with that, I think I'll just stand by, and if there are questions regarding specific provisions, I'd be happy to answer any of those.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. With that, we'll continue on with other proponents to House Bill 1046.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League, and we are in support.
Thank you. Further proponents.
Madam Chair, members of the Government Operations Audit Committee, Diana Miller, registered lobbyist for the large school districts, and we are, too, in support of the bill. We've worked with Commissioner Bloomberg, and hopefully you can pass this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. Deb Mortensen with the Associated General Contractors Highway Heavy Utilities Chapter. We support the amended bill. Thanks.
Thank you.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dick Thiessen. I am appearing before you on behalf of the Associated School Boards of South Dakota, Rapid City School District, as well as the Sioux Falls School District. We have worked on the amendments, as indicated with Commissioner Bloomberg. A lot of effort, a lot of time went into this to try and get this amended in appropriate form. We support the bill with the amendment in that form and in that form only. I will tell you that from 1986 to 1990, I served as the Chief Deputy Attorney General. I think this chapter was terribly confusing then. It was an issue of much debate in our office and many, many legal questions because it was all piled together in one chapter and not very clear. So I want to applaud Commissioner Bloomberg for even attempting the undertaking of trying to take this confusing chapter and bring some more simple approach to it.
Thank you. Further proponents to House Bill 1046.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Larry Zickman. I'm the president and CEO for the Associate General Contractors Building Chapter and the registered lobbyist. We've had the opportunity to work with the state engineer's office since last fall with our legislative committee, and it worked out whatever we need to work out, so we're in support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents for House Bill 1046?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Tim Doherty. I represent 3M Company, and we support this legislation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further proponents to House Bill 1046? Further proponents to House Bill 1046?
Madam Chair and members of the committee, I'm Dick Howard with the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships, and we support the bill as amended.
Thank you. Further proponents to House Bill 1046.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Eric Erickson with the Association of County Officials. We support the amended bill also.
Thank you. Any further proponents to House Bill 1046? I think we've got just about everybody in the room now, right? All right. Seeing no further proponents to House Bill 1046, we'll open it up to opponent testimony for House Bill 1046. Any opponent testimony for 1046? Any opponents to 1046? Any opponents to House Bill 1046? Seeing none, we'll close that portion of testimony and open it up for, we don't need any rebuttal, obviously. There were no opponents, but I'd open it up to committee questions. Representative Berg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I see this went to the State Affairs in the Senate. Why did we bring it up in our Operations and Audit in the House?
Representative Berg, I'll answer that question for you. It was actually, I believe it was killed, deferred to the 41st day in House State Affairs a couple of weeks ago. There was such demand for the bill, they brought it back from the being deferred from the 41st day, and then they referred it to Government Operations and Audit to further review the amendment, the extensive amendment. As you can see, it's about 28 pages long. With that, then they referred it to Government Operations and Audit to ensure that all the parties were on the right page, and now that's why we're seeing this bill.
If I could, Madam Chair, it sure. Went to the Operations Audit in the Senate also.
No, this is a House bill, and it's only been at the House State Affairs.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Any further questions? I do have some questions for Mr. Bloomberg. If you could come and walk me through all of the different levels that we've got for when things need to go out for bid, if you could kind of walk me through the limit levels and...
Okay, and I'm going to ask Mr. Holden to... come up behind me here so he can correct me when I'm wrong. Mr. Jeff Holden handles our procurement office for the state. Under the current law, the state is required to bid out items at $10,000. Local governments are required to bid out purchases $25,000 or more. In the original bill, we had proposed that the local, in order to try to get to a consistent playing field, we had proposed originally that the locals would be moved down to the $10,000 level. We met with them. They had concerns of just about, and I think I'm speaking on their behalf, but the basic concern is that they don't have the type of staff to do that and really... it would have been an increased burden on the locals. So as a compromise, as we work through this bill, that's how the state level was moved up to be consistent with the local level at $25,000. On large construction projects, and I have another staff person here, Christy Honeywell, that amount is $50,000 for the bid limit, and that applies to both local governments and to the state also. So that one has been consistent and would remain consistent under this bill. Professional services, if you will recall, last year was set at $50,000 for the requirement for an RFP process. That does not change in the bill or the amendment. It would still be at $50,000. We did codify for the state, and Jeff, can you help me with that section, where the quotes are required?
Section 12.
Section 12.
In the amendment.
In the amendment. And that section applies to the state. And what we attempted to do, because we were moving the bid limit from 10,000 to 25,000.
No. We're looking at small purchases.
Because we were moving that limit from 10 to 25 for the state, we wanted to put in place language that still required state agencies to get quotes. And so we've codified that. And Section 12 is the section that would just apply to state government, if you read through that, and documents what needs to be done when the purchase is even over $1,000, et cetera. So we think we've kind of backtracked, and even though the bid limit is set where you would have to advertise, get those quotes, is that will be set at 25,000. There still is a requirement for a competitive process for the state below 25. So we think we address that.
Are there any further questions on House Bill 1046? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion for the amendment, 1046.
Second.
All right, so I have a motion by Representative Turbeville for 1046 OP and seconded by Representative Berg. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Oh, sure, any comments?
Okay, yes, please. Thank you. And I will support this, but it's a little this is the second time I've seen this today, where basically we're going committee shopping. Whenever we don't get the results out of one committee, then we take it to another committee. And I think we had an example of that in the House Appropriations today. I think this is a good bill, and I'm going to support this bill. But sometimes I wonder the process out here when we don't – some people, when they don't get the results they want, they get another chance where a lot of others don't get that chance. Thank you.
Any further comments? I guess I would like to respond. I don't know if this particular bill was shopped to a different committee. I think the demand for this particular bill was to the extent where a lot of folks put in a lot of time to get this bill, and State Affairs was crunched on time. They ended up killing it inadvertent. I believe, I don't want to speak for them by any means, but they inadvertently killed it because they were afraid of the number of opponents to the bill. And then with the substantial amendment, they didn't want to take the time to go through it. With government operations and audits experience in dealing with the procurement process and the details that we've gone through over the last, my last 6 years, and some of you are just the last 2 years or last year, they felt that it was better for us to actually take a look at this bill instead of them dealing with it anyway. So with that. Representative Turbeville.
Yeah, the State Affairs wasn't afraid of the bill. As we looked out over the group of people sitting out there and we asked how many amendments were there, everybody raised their hands. So it was not that we were concerned about running out of time. It was we were concerned that the bill would not have the proper hearing until such time as all the amendments were put into one final one as we have today.
Thank you, Representative Turbeville. Any further comments on the motion to amend House Bill 1046 OP? Representative Denner.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I don't like to try to understand a 28-page amendment of a bill, and I think the department made a good brief explanation of what we're doing here. And I always look at something like this as if we can bring, you know, I wanted to say 1920s or something, this was established. And we know with today's changes, as we go through, we know that the bid process procurement has changed across. And I really applaud, and when I can see a list of people coming in as proponents, they must have sat together, banged their heads, did a lot of good work. And with no opponents, I think it's just indicative that I would have to support this bill in its amended form. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If you look at the original 1046, it's the Committee on State Affairs at the request of Bureau Administration, but I think this is the appropriate, you know, just my first tenure on term on GOAC, and I think this is, after sitting here for a year, I think this is the appropriate committee for it to be at. So it's just, I suppose, the Speaker saw Committee on State Affairs, signed it through there, and this, I think it ended up in the right committee. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any further comments on the motion to amend House Bill 1046? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Any opposed? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we have amended House Bill 1046. And I get the number here. OP. And with that, any further comments or questions on House Bill 1046 as amended? Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll move 1046 as amended. Do pass.
Second.
I've got a motion by Representative Junkie. A do pass motion by Representative Junkie. A second by Representative Turbeville. Any comments on that motion?
I think so.
Thank you very much. All right. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Berg?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Turbeville?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye. We have 5 ayes, 0 nays on the do pass motion, and with that, House Bill 1046 will go to the House floor tomorrow.
Consent?
Huh?
Consent?
No. I would pull it off of consent. Any further business to come before government operations and audit today?
That was a good
prize.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you.
I have a motion by Representative Junkie. Do I have a second? Second by Representative Turbeville to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we're adjourned.
I don't think the chair will.